Chattanooga is an award-winning city in so many ways, and two new prestigious awards have been given to the organizations that bring people to our city. The Chattanooga Convention and Visitors Bureau was awarded Successful Meeting Magazine's 2012 Pinnacle Award, and the Chattanooga Convention Center was named Convention South Magazine 2012 Reader's Choice Award. I found out what makes our city a winner. When conventions and national organizations host their events in Chattanooga, everyone profits from the experience. Hotels and restaurants flourish, attractions welcome new guests, and the scenic city becomes the topic of conversations across the world. According to Bob Doak, CEO of the Chattanooga Convention and Visitors Bureau, it is teamwork that makes a difference.
Let me just kind of walk through what the distinction and the differences and the likeness of these two organizations. First, you have the Chattanooga Convention Center, which is a 185,000 square foot, state-of-the-art, energy-efficient convention center, multipurpose facility that serves locals and conventioners and tourists alike. The Chattanooga Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a separate organization whose mission is to bring leisure travelers, conventions and meetings, and sporting events into Chattanooga. So our sole job is to get people who don't live here into Hamilton County, stay in hotels, spend money, and then they typically go home. The Convention Center and the Convention and Visitors Bureau are seamless as it relates to sales efforts. The CVB is the chief sales agency for the convention center that involves overnight hotel rooms. They also have a staff that works local events and events that do not involve hotel rooms.
Mike Schuford is the executive director of the Chattanooga Convention Center and is very proud of the award they received.
It's a very prestigious award due to the fact that Convention South Magazine and their readership does a poll among their actual users of convention centers and meeting facilities throughout the country, and we were awarded the Pinnacle Award as one of the top convention centers in the country, which we're very proud of simply for the fact that it's the users of the facilities that honored us with this reward. We're excited about that part of it.
What type of services does the convention center provide to organizations that are looking to use it?
Well, basically, we provide from top to bottom. You know, we offer food service, we offer meeting facilities, we offer audiovisual services through our in-house audiovisual provider. So when a meeting comes into the facility, we take care of it from start to finish, everything within our four walls.
Have you won other awards in the past?
Well, we've awarded some. I guess this is probably the most prestigious that we've been awarded. You know, we've been in existence now for almost 25, 30 years, so we've won several, but we're really happy about this one and just being so recent.
The Vice President of Sales for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Ed Dollar, is responsible for attracting conventions to Chattanooga.
Similar to what Mike has mentioned, we've won the Pinnacle Award as well, that being for Convention and Visitors Bureaus. And it's a great award, again, and an honor because our users are the ones who vote us. Our business is so highly competitive. A convention can look at 5, 6, up to 10 cities for a single meeting. So anything we can have as another tool to help put Chattanooga above another city is well appreciated. And again, having come from actual users and meeting planners, the credibility of the award is unquestioned.
What type of services does the Bureau provide to people looking for conventions?
We initially work with a customer from the outset, and that involves helping get their space at the convention center, the necessary hotel rooms, transportation, ancillary services that are involved, such as busing, restaurants, off-site facilities. So we're with them from the beginning to the end, and we really never say goodbye because our objective is to have them come back again. So we stay extremely close, and what really helps us is we do a lot of surveys relative to how successful we are in satisfying the needs of the incoming groups. And we run about a 98-99% satisfaction, which is extremely high. So we're very proud of everybody in the city who works with us to help make that possible.
Good facilities and great service are a big part of attracting conventions, but Doak also credits the beauty of our region.
You know, Ed mentioned competition, and of course we live in an extremely competitive environment when it comes to booking conventions, leisure travel, and sporting events. And I think what makes Chattanooga stand apart from other communities are a couple things. One is the incredible service that the Convention Center and the Bureau provides the meeting planner and their delegates once they come here. We have to provide first-tier service to the delegates coming here. Secondly, we have a city filled with incredible God-given and man-made attractions. So when they're not in session, not in the four walls of the convention center or the hotel room, there is a tremendous amount of activity that these delegates have to do while they're here.
Congratulations to the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chattanooga Convention Center for their Pinnacle Awards. The city could not be the host we have become without you. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.